Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, June 27th edition of the program. We have another major Supreme Court decision comes down today, this time in favor of religious liberty and free speech, having to do with prayer after a football game is over in schools by a coach. We will discuss that, plus the aftermath of the massive Roe v. Wade decision last week, overturning that decades-long Supreme Court poorly made decision. We'll work through the legalities ahead, as well as the political implications of all this. What are the Democrats going to do to turn things around going into the midterm election? The answer is they have no idea. You know, the stock market is causing real angst for those invested in stocks. If you're invested in the market right now, like I am, you know what I mean. I've gotten crushed recently because of the market. Plus, inflation is eroding the value of the dollars in your savings account. Gas prices out of control. You're paying so much for gas. A lot of signals out there telling you to think differently about protecting the value of what you've earned and your 401k, too. I've started thinking about purchasing more gold. That's right. Adding to my gold holdings. It's priced correctly right now. And the value of gold has proven to hold over time, especially times like these. When you invest some portion of your savings account or 401k into gold, you're creating stability by its value as compared to any other investment opportunity. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader for many reasons. They've made it easy, convenient, and safe to take delivery of the gold you purchase at your home. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide, toll-free, at 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D. So here is the case today that came down from the court. Kennedy v. Bremerton School District in Washington State. Facts of the case are pretty straightforward. Kennedy was a two-decade-long Marine. He served for over 20 years in the Marine Corps, became a football coach. This guy's all about America. Became a football coach. And after games, he would kneel for about 30 seconds after football games where he was a coach. He would kneel for 30 seconds in prayer at the midfield, silently. Just kneel in prayer. That's it. And this was what he did for years. Nobody had a problem with it. And then another adult, I believe it was another coach actually, saw this and brought it up to the school superintendent, not to criticize it, but to say how inspiring and honestly how great it was, because other players, players were joining in spontaneously after the game of their own volition. The facts of this are not a dispute. The coach did not say this was mandatory. The coach did not even invite anyone to pray with him. Other students, almost all of the players on his team, started joining him in prayer after the game, just taking a knee in silent prayer for about 30 seconds. Well, the school superintendent freaked out because, as you know, the schools in this country are supposed to be godless, atheist indoctrination centers for socialist nonsense, and so they can't even abide the thought of somebody, after the official school proceeding is over, the game, and not acting in his official capacity in any way, taking a moment of personal contemplation and prayer. So the school said, you got to stop doing this. They actually put him on leave, and then they eventually fired him for this. Well, it took him about 7 years, but finally the Supreme Court, 6-3 decision, the lunatic libs in dissent, always. I mean, isn't it amazing? They're so reliable. They're wrong, and so reliable in their wrongness, because they just exist, the Supreme Court libs, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Breyer, to try to give the left what they want through the court. There's no legal principle. It's just, we want this, so that's how we interpret the law. They are utterly contemptible in the way that they actually approach the Constitution. They don't think that it really matters. So here we are with a 6-3 decision that says they overreached in banning him from doing this, that the First Amendment does actually provide both for the free exercise of religion clause and the free speech clause, the right to contemplative prayer after one has finished one's official duties, even on school property, if there's no proselytizing or effort to make this an official part, an official act. That's all it says. It's a pretty narrow ruling, actually, in that respect. But it just shows the extreme that they were willing to go to. And you know, you have to wonder, at what point is the left satisfied in its efforts to drive religious faith out of the public square? The answer is they're never satisfied until it is entirely eradicated. The Democrat left wants the state in place of God. You know that. And even though there are Democrats who are believers, a lot of them, the Democrat apparatus is directed by and led by people who either pretend to be believers and are not. People like Nancy Pelosi, fraud. She's not a Catholic in any meaningful sense of the word whatsoever. She's like a social Catholic who is a huge pro-abortion and LGBTQIA advocacy for minors to transition person. I mean, give me a break. Nancy Pelosi is as much a Catholic as, you know, I am a space alien, but here we are. And we know that they want the state in place of God. We know that this is the ultimate goal. And in this case, they were pushed back and to say, just stop being so crazy, libs. All right. School district didn't need to do this. Ninth Circuit upheld this, just to give you a sense of why it had to go all the way up the Supreme Court, upheld that he wasn't allowed to kneel for 30 seconds quietly. Not allowed to, not on school grounds. That could, people think you're praying, you're not allowed to pray. Okay. You know, I have a feeling if people on the school grounds were taking a knee for the threat to our democracy, that's fine. You know, that's fine, of course. Right. The secular religion of the left would be welcome always in the school, because that, they believe, is the purpose of public schools. But here we are. And the reason I think that the libs are, well, first of all, they hate people of true religious faith, even though there are people of true religious faith who are Democrats. Just the elites of the Democrat Party tolerate them for the reasons of power, but they actually despise their earnest belief. If they're Christians and if they're believing Christians, believing Jews, they do not support that. The Democrat apparatus is opposed to this. But beyond that, there is a sense of, oh my gosh, we don't just get to count on the Supreme Court to be our super legislature anymore. And this then brings me to where we are in the aftermath of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. My friends, this was not a hard call or a close call. All the stuff you're seeing about the polls say it should. First of all, polls matter not at all to the Supreme Court if it operates the way it promises to and is tasked to. No one cares what the poll. Oh, 60% of people say, who cares? It's about the law. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights exists so that we actually have a check on the whim of the mob. Public opinion does not get to say you don't have free speech anymore, although there are plenty of infringements. But at least we have this ability to anchor our discussion to first principles of freedom and free speech because of the Constitution. And this is where, I mean, the libs completely lose their minds when they're talking about Roe v. Wade, because they just keep saying it's a constitutional right. No, it's not, actually. And it never was. And we all knew it never was. But they chose to not only live by lies, but they chose to make us all live by their lies, to pretend that in some way this was a reasonable interpretation of the Constitution, that there was a right to privacy inherent in a right to equal protection inherent in the Fourth, Fifth, blah, blah, blah. They just threw all this stuff together. It was all nonsense. It was gibberish. It was absurd. It wasn't real. But they made it real because they wanted it, meaning they made it something out of nothing. And we had to live with this for decades. Abortion has not been made illegal in America. There's just no longer this pretense that there is a constitutional right to it, which there never was. Obviously, there never was. Just listen to the people who try to make the arguments otherwise. They start yelling and screaming about women and liberty and all this other stuff. Okay, where in the text of the Constitution is there support for this is a constitutional right? They got nothing. At least when they say, a well-regulated militia, they misinterpret it, but they are looking at the words. You know, usually when the libs abuse the Constitution, they're pretending words mean something else. In this case, they're just making words up as they go along. They're just adding things in. They're just pretending something is there. I mean, this is the emperor has no clothes. They're pretending something that is there that's not. So on a law basis, this was the only decent, the only fair outcome for this. And it should have happened a long time ago. And then on a moral basis, what you are hearing from some of these Democrats, what people like Stacey Abrams, for example, will say, you know what, let's play this. Here's Stacey Abrams. She was just asked over the weekend, do you support abortion all 9 months of a pregnancy? This is a very easy question to answer, because that means, do you support the murder of a child in the womb? Because we all know that at 7, 8, obviously the 9th month, it can live outside the womb. It is a human being, obviously. And the pro-life movement, of which I consider myself a part, believes it is actually a life from conception, my friends. But let's just look at, without getting into the conception argument at this moment, what the Democrats are willing to say. Here's Stacey Abrams. Is a baby in the 9th month of pregnancy a baby, or can you just abort it because you feel like it? Here's what she
said. Do you support any limitation on abortion, or do you think that women should have the right to have an abortion all the way up to 9 months?
I believe an abortion is a medical decision, and I believe that that should be a choice made between a doctor and a woman and in consultation with her family. But I think the challenge that we have is that we keep putting this in a political space. This is a medical decision, and the medical choices that should be made should be governed by what is best for that woman and what is best at the suggestion of and advice of their doctor.
Notice just all of the talking around the issue. Is it a baby or not? If it's a baby, the state, it doesn't matter what the woman wants, the state is obligated, because a baby is a human being. You know, you'd have to ask Stacey Abrams, how is her argument any different from if a mom decides or dad decides that a baby in a crib is too much of a hassle? Can they dispense with that baby? Can they do what they did in ancient Sparta, when they would leave any baby that they viewed as too weak or sickly or malformed, they would leave it out to die via exposure? A barbaric practice. Is that okay? One should ask Stacey Abrams, why not? Because the whole argument she's making is about convenience of adults at the expense of a human life. What these Democrats are arguing for, what they're talking about, is monstrous. And we can all see it. We know, you know. And so they have lost a legal cover for a deeply immoral practice that they are emotionally tied to. And in many cases, they're tied to it because a lot of the people who are the big proponents for this, a lot of the celebrities in particular speak out on this, they will fight this battle to the very end in their minds because they've had abortions. And they are not going to wake up tomorrow and accept that what they did was deeply wrong. What they did now under state laws is murder, actually. There are already states where what was done would be considered murder. So that's quite a revelation, quite a reality that the country is now in. And a lot of Democrats, obviously, a lot of libs were not prepared for this at all. Now, politically, what does this mean for the Democrats? And what are you going to see this week? Sure, there's going to be a lot of efforts to scare people. They're going to talk about, what about all the other Supreme Court decisions that could be overturned? What about contraception? They're going to say all this stuff. Just remember, the Democrat Party demands that its adherents believe in abortion for all 9 months of a pregnancy for any reason or no reason. And that is monstrous. They can say what they want about everything else. They can try to distract from this. They have become a party of abortion extremists. And now they're going to have to explain this to constituents. And now they could live in a reality where in some purple states, people may realize what's going on because it's going to be talked about more openly because there's no constitutional right fiction anymore. And there may be purple states that decide, you know, we're really not going to allow abortion except in very specified cases, essentially threat to the life of the mother, something along those lines, or maybe rape or incest, whatever the case may be. That's what we are dealing with right now. Democrats are not prepared for it in the least. What is the Biden administration going to do between now and the election to turn things around? They're hoping that this issue is going to mobilize. No, the shrieking blue-haired cat ladies who are going on a sex strike. You know, that's what they're saying. I don't think that there's going to be a big change in anyone's day-to-day life here, folks. I'm just putting that out there. They're claiming they're going on a sex strike. They're going to vote Democrat anyway. The people that are marching in the streets and shrieking and screaming about this, they're not Republicans. They're not even independents. They're libs. And they have tied themselves emotionally, psychologically to this issue. And they cannot handle the reality of what's actually going on right now. And it is the right thing. And it's a good thing for the country. And they're just going to have to deal with it. Thanks for hanging with me today, team. More on this tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.